Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Allegations of political retaliation in a suit filed by a New Jersey state trooper for some in comparisons to the continuing Bridgegate investigation. Let's get into it with Star Ledger reporter Chris Baxter. Chris, thanks again for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The plaintiff claims that his career was sidetracked because of his lack of support for Chris Christie's first campaign for governor. What are the details?
That's right. Detective Sergeant First Class John Pizzurro, he's a 19-year veteran of the state police in New Jersey, claims that in 2009 he was approached by a colleague who said he was working for the Christie campaign in some capacity and was collecting signatures for Christie's nominating petitions to get him on the ballot. This colleague asked Pizzurro to sign, requested that he sign, and told him, according to the lawsuit, something to the effect of, if you want things to get better for you, you better sign. And again, according to the lawsuit, Pizzurro says that he told Hampton no, that that was against state police regulations to be doing that kind of work on official work hours. And they sort of had an exchange of words, and that was that.
And let's note the irony that both Pizzurro and Hampton worked at the time for the official corruption unit. What was Hampton's relation to the campaign for Christie for governor?
We weren't able to contact someone at the campaign that had direct knowledge of what, if any, role Hampton had at the time. If he was a volunteer, there may not have been any records really kept that he worked for the campaign. I did not see in any campaign finance reports that he had been paid in any kind of capacity, so that's not really clear at this point.
Now, that initial allegation pertains to an exchange in 2009. Why is it just coming to light now?
Well, fast forward a few years, and the colleague, Ronald Hampton, who requested that Pizzurro sign the petitions, rises in the ranks. He's promoted to lieutenant. He's then promoted to captain, and he becomes Pizzurro's superior. And what Pizzurro alleges in the lawsuit is that as time went on, Hampton held a grudge against him for this encounter back in 2009 and Pizzurro's refusal to play along, quote-unquote. And on numerous occasions, Pizzurro was then denied promotions from Detective Sergeant First Class to Lieutenant, despite often being told he was the first in line for the job, that he would get it, he was a lock. That responsibility ended up falling to Hampton, and Pizzurro alleges Hampton retaliated against him by not allowing him to be promoted.
Ultimately, though, were there both qualitative and quantitative metrics for which one could then rise through the ranks?
Well, this is a problem that I've been writing about for some years now, and that is that the state police's promotional process is one of the most subjective in the country. Most state agencies use a combination of supervisors' opinions as well as a written test, an exam, interviews, an oral board, some sort of baseline measure where people can be ranked and scored on how well they would be as a manager and how well they would function in the upper ranks. In New Jersey, it's basically all supervisor opinion. And what we see in lawsuits again and again and again is that troopers allege that those who speak out about wrongdoing, who don't go along with misconduct, are eventually retaliated against and prevented from rising in the ranks. And that ends up costing the taxpayers money because then they sue for the wrongdoing, and some of these lawsuits have cost big payouts.
So these suits are relatively common then?
Yeah, we've been seeing them for the past at least 5 years on a pretty regular basis. Just last year, there was a settlement, $325,000, to a trooper who claimed he was retaliated against when he spoke up against gun tracking and mismanagement in the state police's gun system. And that was actually the second large payout in as many years for a trooper who claimed he, you know, brought alarm about the tracking process and was retaliated against. So we're seeing it again and again. The Attorney General's office has said they created a panel to look at the process. They want to look at implementing more objective measures, but 2 years later, we still haven't heard anything.
Is there a minimum threshold for filing suits alleging discrimination?
No. I mean, you know, in as much as anyone can file a civil lawsuit against the state or anyone else, so can troopers. And certainly some believe that troopers are exploiting the system. They know that it's a weakness in the state police. They have trouble explaining their decisions and why they promote one person and don't promote another. But again, you know, regardless of the motivation for someone to file a lawsuit, the fact that the state is vulnerable seems to raise questions about whether the system they use is the best system.
Back to politics. I imagine those who already deem Christie to be culpable in some regard pertaining to Bridgegate will connect these dots as well. Has there been any reaction or response from the Christie administration?
No, so far they've been silent. The Attorney General's office, which oversees the state police, declined comment on this lawsuit, as did the state police. So it's been quiet. But what it does show is a pervasiveness of politics beyond the governor's office and other departments, which I don't think would surprise any of us. And obviously from Missouri, a perception that if you don't go along with the sort of prevailing political winds at the time, that your career may be affected down the line.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Star-Ledger reporter Chris Baxter.